1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's Free Talk Live, your show, your airwaves. You can reach us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. Freetalklive.com is the website. And I am filling in for Ian. I am Guard, and I am with
Dale.
And we are here at your disposal. Thank you very much to Ian and Mark. Filling in for those guys is a great honor, isn't it, Dale?
Oh, it's great. It's going to be interesting having a show without Ian. It's going to
exactly.
be
awesome. I'm really
looking forward to doing a show with you, Gar, too.
So. Yeah, this is going to be a blast. I feel just like one of the lead actors of Stargate Atlantis when he was named to pick up the role as one of the lead characters. Says, I'm genuinely jazzed, man. Yeah. And we've got a lot to discuss, so get lined up at 800-259-9231. You control the airwaves. You control the conversation. It's all for you. And don't forget the website, freetalklive.com. Everything is free. All of the great things, including the wiki, including all of the show files that are there, they're all at your disposal. And Ian and Mark do such a wonderful job at putting all that information out there. So let's see what information we can serve up to the people who are tuning in to us all over the country. Huh, Dale?
Yeah.
All right. This is great, man. I told Dale beforehand that, you know, oftentimes when they come in on the program, they always say, this is Ian and this is Dale or whatever. I was going to be Cosby. Sleep, this is the Cos. You listen to Free Talk Live. Wow. But that just wouldn't work. Go through all these different voices, you know. It's Jerry Seinfeld here. But anyway, we've got a lot to get into. And I want to start off with a breaking news story. This one is a positive sign, but the beast is not yet dead, of course. Those of you who are following this story out of Pennsylvania were probably very upset by what was going on, and it's a brief respite, it's a brief sigh of relief, but the breaking news from just a few hours ago comes out of Somerset, Pennsylvania, and that is that the federal government has backtracked regarding the seizure of land through eminent domain in order to build a memorial for the 9/11 victims on Flight 93. So we are very pleased about that, but we've got a long way to go, don't we, Dale?
Yeah, it can always come back.
The very concept of government taking land through eminent domain is something that I think needs to be addressed. And the idea that living in this supposed land of the free, where we're celebrating all the great freedoms that the government gives to us, wink, wink, as opposed to the oppressive Muslim nations, and that these people sacrifice their lives. And in order to celebrate this sacrifice of their lives in order to save the White House or the Capitol or save other lives on the ground, that the government now has to oppressively go in and take people's land to create a memorial for freedom.
It's kind of ass backwards, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're darn right, my friend. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's bad enough. Eminent domain, just by its very nature, is bad enough. Even when they do it for things that we consider, you know, that most people consider very important, and a memorial, I guess, you know, some people might say that's okay to steal someone's land to do that, but of course it's not, but it's even worse than that. They do it for such frivolous things now. I mean, it's now
absolutely.
You can buy, it's, if you can't, you know, it's, if you, it's a way for corporations to get land cheaply and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. And, you know, to draw that distinction is very interesting, of course, because that goes through the historical course of things, the way eminent domain was changed around 2005 with that Kelo decision. And so many people in the freedom movement here in the Free State Project area of New Hampshire, we're following that very closely. We know that so many people protested this and that the land was eventually taken, and it was facilitated by a Supreme Court justice who's retiring, David Souter, and a number of others with whom he sided, to say that eminent domain is not just the government taking the property for the use of the government, but it's the government taking the property to now give it to some corporate or business interest so that they will get a better tax base. Now, people got very upset at that new move by the Supreme Court, but what they don't realize is the very morality of the government taking anybody's land should always be put in question. The Constitution had put into it a very bad thing, which is that the government can take land as long as they say it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
There was even a movement to take Souter's house and turn it into
yes.
the Lost Liberty Museum or the
yes,
Lost Liberty Hotel.
Yes, the Lost Liberty Hotel. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Liberty Museum in it.
Yes.
It would be the Lost Liberty Hotel.
Absolutely. It was a fantastic concept. I loved it. And, you know, it would have been great to see people hoist by their own petard, Dale. And you know, it's very strange that they believe that somehow Americans, so many Americans believe that they're living in the land of the free. When you see these things start to happen, you know, here's the story about the Somerset, Pennsylvania story. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and Senator Arlen Specter met Friday in Somerset with landowners. They say the government will try to negotiate instead of using eminent domain to take the land. The government wants to have the memorial built in time for the 10-year anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. The National Park Service, a patently unconstitutional entity, said last month that negotiations with landowners were unsuccessful and that they would move to take the land.
That should say something. If they are if they're unwilling to negotiate, then that land really means something to them.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
And I thought that the government, you know, based on the philosophy for which this government was established, I thought it was there to protect our property and our lives from encroachments by others. Now it's used to facilitate the taking of land.
I think it's inherent in the nature of it to do that. But, you know, that's something I've said for some time is that, you know, if you're there's no way for it to exist as an authoritarian monopoly without violating people's rights. So I think people should be surprised. It would be surprising if it didn't do that.
I think it exposes the fallacy of people's belief that they can form government to protect their rights.
Right.
The very inception of government is an infringement of their rights. They have to give up something, whether they like it or not. People, I've heard some conservatives say, and therefore, in order to protect our other rights, we voluntarily give up some rights. No, you know what? No. What if I don't want to? Yeah, it's the we, the royal we.
Perfect. We, and yes. They mean... you know, that's the collective. That's
absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Boy, Dale, it's great to be here with you. 800-259-9231 at Free Talk Live. We're going to go straight to the amp line and see if we can handle this right and find out who's on the line right now. And go to line two on the ampers. Are you still there? This is Free Talk Live. Hopefully we got you. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Gard. Hi, Dale.
Hey, who's this?
On my way. This is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, man. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm totally flying by the seat of my pants. Ian gave me a great run-through, and it's great to just hear your voice, first of all, and to know that you're listening in Illinois. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, okay. I got a little story for you guys. I've been, for the last couple of weeks, helping my landlord. I'm unemployed, so I need the money, so I've been helping my landlord for kind of cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And... the reason I'm helping him is because he's preparing for the village inspectors to come on the 9th.
That's opposed to the village people. They don't arrive in, like, feathers and hard hats.
Yeah, no, these are the village inspectors. I know I'm probably wearing a suit and tie.
Uh-huh.
And he's coming. According to my landlord, this guy is really tough on the landlords in the area.
That's interesting because he's not a renter.
Landlords are evil, you know.
Wouldn't it be that the landlord should answer to the people who actually want to rent the property and not to some other body, a busybody who's not involved with the transaction?
Yes, I would agree with that. And my landlord is very afraid of this man. This man can levy quite a few fines against him. And I was talking to some of the other residents that live in this apartment that have been living here for quite a bit longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half ago, the building was flooded near a little river.
Yeah.
And that river will flow during the winter and flooded. So there was a lot of damage. And that damage needs to be cleaned up by the time this inspection takes place. So I've been working rather hard, doing some rather filthy work with this gentleman, trying to get this all ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm talking to some residents. Turns out that the inspector is going to come into our apartments.
Uh-oh.
Look around. And I said, what if I don't want him in my apartment?
Right.
What if I tell the guy, I don't want you in here. If, you know, you come back with a warrant. He says, well, then the police will come.
Oh, my God.
And one of the residents actually said, then the men with guns will come.
You know, I would stand up for the demanding a warrant, I would say. I think that would be a good challenge to make there because they shouldn't presume that the tenants should have to let him in. He might have some, there might be some losses the landlord has to comply or something, but it always blows my mind that they have to understand that all the expenses and hassle they put on this landlord, it will get passed to the tenants.
Hey, listen, hold on the line. I want to discuss this a little further with you. This is Free Talk Live. We'll get back to Illinois with Gardner and Dale here, 800-259-9231 at Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your radio program and your freedoms. It is found at freetalklive.com on the internet, and you can listen to us 6 days a week on a local radio station or online streaming. Reach us at 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. This is Gard of LibertyConspiracy.com and...
And Dale of AnarchyInYourHead.com.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. And if you're wondering where Ian and Mark are currently at a radio convention because they get the opportunity to go try to promote Free Talk Live even more, promote freedom even more. Thanks to you who are amplifiers. And how do you become an amplifier? Just go to Free Talk Live, and you have many freetalklive.com. You have many opportunities to be able to get in at different levels of subscription to help spread the word. They pour all of that money back into promoting the radio program, Free Talk Live, and that's how they've been able to get on so many stations across the country and spread the word of freedom, a real principled word of freedom. Hey, listen, I just wanted to ask you, are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com, programs, there are no more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or go online on that crazy interweb thing. DebtCrisisSolutions.com. Well, Dale, we were in the midst of doing a little something fun with one of our ampers, Matt from Illinois, so let's bring him back. He was talking a little bit about the coercion of the local government involved with inspecting rental property. Matt, thanks for sticking around. Really appreciate it. It's good to have you back, buddy.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
So this morning when I was talking to these other residents, I was getting a little upset. I was saying, you know, we need to stand up to these people. And one of the guys agreed with me. He said, but it is what it is. That's what he said. It is what it is. And it's that kind of attitude that there needs to be a quantum shift in people's attitudes towards government and the government people. And, you know, I'm not going to make any waves because when the inspector comes around, he's going to be with my landlord. Mm-hmm. And I have respect enough for my landlord that I will let him in with the inspector. We've been given plenty of warning. We know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make any waves personally.
I can understand that. I mean, I think it's a decision when we decide we're going to be disobedient in some sort of way. It is good to think about the ramifications it'll have on other people. I mean, we can decide for ourselves what we're willing to endure, but to some extent, you know, you're worried about having some kind of backlash on your landlord, and obviously you don't want that if he's been a good guy. So
yeah,
right. And one of the things that I was told was that if you do that, if I was to do that, I would be evicted.
Oh, you mean you were told that by the landlord?
No, I was told that by the former apartment manager.
I see.
The guy who worked as the apartment manager for my landlord.
I see. So he's expressing to you what he thinks the landlord might do.
Right. And I guess it's happened before or something, or that's what the landlord says would happen. Who knows, you know, if it's never been done, because I don't think it's ever been done. I don't think anybody's ever stood up. So who really knows what would happen?
Yeah,
but like I said, I'm not willing to, or like Dale says, I'm not willing to put the ramifications of my actions on my landlord.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Matt, because I was thinking a little bit about something we're going to be discussing probably later on, and this topic happens to bring in the sanctity of private contract, and there are two levels, three levels on which I look at this. The first level are for those people who are sort of the traditional small government people, and you're trying to appeal to them to try to win them over to the freedom side. You start off on this level oftentimes. I think you probably run into this. This is the constitutional level. And the Constitution clearly states that no state or local government can infringe on private contract. It's the contract clause of the federal Constitution. And so the intervention of this third party, the state or the local village, the town, coming in with certain standards for an inspection between you and the person who is renting the property to you. That's an interference, clearly, as we've already acknowledged in the conversation. And that is, that would be, if it were challenged, that would be, I think, a very, very good argument to say that it is an unconstitutional interference by government into private contract between you and him. If you wanted to rent out a pigsty from him and sleep in it, you should be able to, you know?
And you know, he is renting to me for relatively cheap in the area. I looked at the apartment. I knew what I was getting when I came in here.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm a big boy. I can decide for myself where I want to stay.
They don't want you thinking that. They want you thinking like a child who needs a parent to take care of him. That's the way the state wants you to think.
That's right. And then you get into the next level of it, Matt, is that next level is the economic level. You think about this in general principles, in general economic principles. This intervention by the state costs money. It costs money to the people who rent. This forces them to have to rent at a certain level that the state, that other people find acceptable, not you, who's willing to pony up the money to live wherever you might want to live. So you have different levels. I was telling my girlfriend, I had a dream last night that my mom was still alive. She just passed away a few months ago. And I dreamt that she was sleeping out in a wagon filled with straw at the end of our road. And I couldn't understand why she was out there in the cold. I'm like, Mom, why don't you come inside? And now it's her purview. If she wants to do that, I'm not going to force her to come inside because that's not my place. And it's the same thing for you guys. So what this does is these arbitrary standards set by government exclude certain people from being able to get certain kinds of shelter that normally they would be able to get. It prices them out of the market.
Did the government in your dream like kick her out because she couldn't pass
hay wagon inspection? You know, it doesn't have enough fluffiness. I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, this guy was really hard on landlords, and I said jokingly that landlords are evil, and of course I was being sarcastic, but it is funny that they really do get a bad rap. There's this notion, because people have this notion, well, they just own some property and they just get to get money off of that.
It's very
Marxist. They don't do any work or anything. And that's, I think people are really delusional if they think that landlords don't do any work or anything like that. I don't think they realize how much stress and work is involved with maintaining a property. Because, you know, when you're renting, a lot of people, I knew a guy who was quite wealthy. He owned his own business. He owned a lot of property, but he didn't own the place where he lived. He chose to rent because he wanted the mobility. He wanted to be able to leave at any time. He didn't want to be held down. He wanted someone else to come fix his toilet if it was broken, or if he had any kind of problems. It wasn't his problem. It was someone else's problem. You are getting a service from your landlord, and people don't realize that. They don't treat it like it's a service. And so I think it's, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of landlords get a bad rap.
This guy that I'm working for, he's really rough around the edges. He's really got a temper on him, and he gets mad, and he yells, and he screams. But when push comes to shove, when you look at who's renting his apartment, who's living in here, the guy's got a heart of gold.
Hey, Matt, looks like
lower income people living here.
Looks like we're just up against the clock, Matt. I appreciate you getting us started off. It's such a great start here at Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate the call. And we will return. I'm Gard.
And Dale.
And we'll be back with more of your calls coming up next. We're going out to California. And Adams, stay on the line, my friend. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You call us, you direct the conversation at the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, all across the country on radio and online on that interweb box, that weird electronic box at freetalklive.com. Check out all the great perks over there. Check out the wiki. Check out the very, very cool shrine of female listeners. Very important. And check out all the great things that Ian and Mark do. Ian and Mark are not here tonight. I am Guard.
And Dale.
And we are here for you. 800-259-9231. We go direct right to the phone lines. And Adam is on the line in California. Hi, Adam. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, Guard.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I was wondering if you guys ever felt like you might be wrong with these ideas of voluntarism, just because we're such a huge minority and that there's so many other very smart people looking in at us thinking that we're wrong and crazy.
Yeah. No. I know what you mean, but yeah.
I don't ever think that. It's a good question, though. I mean, I can understand. It's a good question to bring up, though, because I think that I was just thinking about this today, the only argument people can't really make an argument for government other than say, like, we need it. They've been convinced that everything will fall apart. You know, I created the anarchy boogeyman to kind of symbolize this, you know. Everything's going to fall apart if government doesn't run in to save the day all the time. And, but that's been pounded into their heads since they're little kids and since long before they were capable of independent thought, you know, to analyze that.
It's true.
And so that's all there is. And you'll find that if you ever start to discuss it with someone, they will just, you know, they'll assume that their position is just the default normal position, and therefore, you know, you have to, you know, yeah, I'm at a loss for words.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dale, because, and you bring up a really good point, I think, Adam, because from the very outset, when you're a child, instead of telling you, they tell you, if you're in trouble, look for a police officer. You know, an agent of the state. They don't tell you, because, you know, you're brought up in that environment, they don't tell you if you're in trouble, raise a firearm, because the kids are little tiny kids from the very, very outset. But instead they should be saying, look to the neighbor we trust, or look to this private police force entity, but they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, yes. See, that would be someone who has built trust with you,
exactly.
And there's a reason
voluntary.
To have trust with that person. The police officer is nothing but a symbol.
Yes.
Now, and that's that symbol is only has meaning to, you know, if it's a manufactured meaning in a sense. When they teach you to trust authority figures, you never delve into, wait, how did they get their authority? Why does sticking a badge on that person make them a better person, more qualified to protect me or to order me around or something like that? That stuff is never analyzed. It's all just a given.
And, of course, it's interesting as well, Dale and Adam, because one of the things that I think happens is once you've established the state, you get the environment in which you live. And I think, Adam, the point that you're bringing up is that we're so outnumbered that there is something to the fact that we're such a small minority. We're trying to bring up some problems in the social zeitgeist today because we live in a police state environment, and so people believe that the police state is justified and it's the only way out, and it's very difficult to see other options. Other people throughout history have seen other options, and I would say that in order for us to see beyond what we might see as ourselves being in a tiny minority, and maybe that reflects the fact that maybe we're just not right in human nature, we'll always tend towards government, we can look to previous civilizations that went without government. We can look to the ancient Irish, as Murray Rothbard has pointed out in his fantastic book For a New Liberty. We can look to the ancient Vikings of ancient Iceland. And we can look to them and see that for hundreds of years, they did have voluntary societies.
The Wild West.
The Wild West is a great example.
I call it the Mild, Mild West.
And because it wasn't as wild as it's depicted.
Right.
Yeah.
The movies made it a lot more exciting than it really was.
And the only thing that I would add to that, Adam, I'd love to get your thoughts on this too, is if for example, we are wrong, then the very existence of money as a medium of exchange would not... money wouldn't exist as a medium of exchange. Money arose before the existence of government. Money arose because people wanted to facilitate trade in a way that was easier than multiple party bartering. And so they came up with a medium of exchange, which was money. It wasn't created by government. It was created by free individuals. If you need government to provide some sort of security against fraud and people messing you up, then that money system would not have held up privately. Instead, special interests got involved, and they invaded it and took it over. So I think just the very existence of a money exchange system that always arises, whether you have government or not, shows that the voluntarist ideal is a valid one. What do you think, Adam?
I agree with you completely. And, these issues that we've come up with, we've thought them through time and time again for years. And it just seems to me that more smart people, it seems like anybody who is very intelligent would have came to these ideas with us. And not everybody in the liberty movement's very smart. I mean, there are smart people in the liberty movement, but not all of them are. And it just seems like anybody that was very, very smart would have been to these, came to these ideas with us. It's just odd. I wonder what it is that separates us from them.
Well, there's a lot of indoctrination, multi-generational. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We're fighting, again, you don't hear arguments from the other side. You just hear, it's just sort of a declaration. It's just declared this is the way it is. And, you know, we're expected to sort of, the default position is just declared. It's not, no one ever really thinks it through because they've been indoctrinated into it from so early.
I guess you could also sort of look at it as almost like Copernicus when he came up with the heliocentric view of the solar system rather than the Earth-based earth-centered view that was prescribed by the church. It takes a long time if you're stuck in some sphere to be able to see outside the dimensions that you're provided. So the sphere we're given is essentially police officers are you know, they're your friends and you can trust them as kids. They're the ones to turn to leave a preposition dangling. The village is good. It helps regulate things. It keeps people from causing each other problems. I think there is this also a tendency for people to fall into the trap of what Frederick Bastiat, the great French economist of the 19th century, said, what is seen and what is not seen, Adam, and you probably have dealt with this too. You'll see the results of some government program. You'll see the bridge that they're building. You'll see the children's park that they're making or the old folks' home that they're putting together, and everybody will feel warm and fuzzy, and you'll see photographs, and there'll be a ribbon-cutting ceremony. But what you won't see are the multitudinous people who have been harmed in an indirect way. I was chatting with a friend of mine, Mark Canny, just the other day, and we were talking about how I believe that the state allows people to be predatory in a way that they would not be if the state didn't exist. It allows all of our worst nature to come out because we don't see the direct results of our predation when we vote. We don't see the people who are having their money. We're not doing it ourselves. And I think it's one of the greatest evils ever created because it allows us to be indirectly evil.
And the people doing it don't feel responsible either. The politicians say they were given a mandate.
The public interest. Yes.
Yeah, they say, I was given a mandate by the voters, but the voters say, I'm not responsible for what the politicians do. The police officers in the military say, I'm just following orders. So no one feels a sense of responsibility for what they're doing. The buck just keeps getting passed.
Yeah, Adam, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Any final thoughts, brother?
That's it. Thanks, Kirk.
All right, thank you for the call. And it's 800-259-9231 here at Free Talk Live. We want to go to Florida right now, and let's go to Christine. Christine, thank you for joining us. You're on with Gard and Dale.
Okay, thank you. For what you're doing. I'm new to all this, even though I'm not real young. I'm just finding out all this information. It's very overwhelming, but I'm really grateful, you know, because I'd rather know so that I can do something about it.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm grateful there are more people out there. Thanks a lot. What can we do for you on thoughts tonight?
Well, I just got a couple of questions. I had, now that I've been online and burning up my internet,
oh, listen, Christine, we're getting our music. Hold on the line. We'll bring you back after the commercial break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. We'll get to Christine and your calls at 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. How cool is that? I'm Gard, and he is
Dale,
and we're filling in for Ian and Mark. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we're going to get right back to the phones, but just want to mention, since we are filling in for Ian and Mark, one of the things I wanted to bring up in the first hour, folks, if you go to freekeen.com, you will see the update just updated yesterday about our friend Sam, who has his trial scheduled coming up on June 15th at 1:30 p.m., the man who carried a camera into a courthouse and ended up in jail for 2 months.
2 months for not giving his name. He still hasn't given his name, so he did not cave. I guess they caved before he did, and now he's got his court
awesome.
Date finally.
Awesome. Yeah. Crush them, Sam. It's going to be great. Let's get back to the phones. Man. Christine is on the line from Florida. Christine, thanks for waiting. Appreciate it. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I was saying earlier, I'm new to all this information, mm-hmm. all of it, and it's just blowing my mind. But what I want to do is I want to get on the ship and do what I can the rest of my life on this earth to fight for our rights for my children,
wow.
their grandchildren, the future. And so I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life, whatever hour I can, to do that. Well, my question is, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there who are also new to all this information,
yeah.
What can we do? I've already contacted my senator, my congressman, and my House representative.
I'll do what Ian would say right now, which I always agree with when he says it, is look up the Free State Project. Do it, freestateproject.org,
mm-hmm.
and read up on that. I feel like the best chance for liberty in our lifetime is right here in New Hampshire through the Free State Project.
Yeah, if you can get to a small geographic area like New Hampshire, a small population like New Hampshire, you can contact so many other freedom lovers, and you can really work towards it. The other thing that I would do is, if you're still interested in trying to deal with these political people and expose them for the frauds that they are, you can start on the constitutional level and just constantly ask them what provision of the Constitution allows you to do this, what actual enumerated power, this is what you have to say, what enumerated power in the Constitution allows you to do this. And then, of course, there are all these other levels on the state level and the local level. Then you appeal to the ethics, and you try to look at the unintended consequences. What's missing from this equation? What is being spent because these people are interfering in their lives? I'm sure you've seen examples of this down in Florida, haven't you, Christine?
I haven't seen anything done. I've been one of those that's been a couch potato or working out and going to work and coming home watching sick. This is exactly where the government wants, and I haven't been educated to what's going on in my world and my life until now. I'm just waking up.
Well, it's great that you get involved, and as Dale said, Free State Project is definitely the way to go. And also, you know, visit some of these great websites. You can go to my website, libertyconspiracy.com, freetalklive.com, Dale's website, Anarchy in Your Head. It's just a riot. It's great. There are lots of great places. If you want to read up on economics, you can go to FEE.org, the Foundation for Economic Education, Mises.org. You probably have already discovered LouRockwell.com. Adventures of Citizen X is Glenn Jacobs' website. Check it out. And now feel free to call in with any issues that that might be coming to your mind. Okay, Christine? Thanks a lot for the call. Looks like she'll have to call back for that second question.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Christine, feel free to call back. We'd like to hear from you again. Sorry we started to move away from you too quickly there. Let's go now to Marcus, who's over in the UK. Marcus, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Greetings.
Firstly, it's Martin, not Marcus.
All right, Martin. Thank you very much.
Hi. I've been spreading the no vote message since we've just had some elections over here.
Yes.
Yes. We had elections for the European Parliament and for the local councils. And, of course, we've had all the major parties putting through all this vote for me and I'll treat you like a slave in a different way stuff. I went on the Euro Crash, and I found these mock the vote flyers.
Yeah.
I actually had to look pretty hard. Lee Doran probably took them down or something.
It's a shame. There's some really good material and some great designs over at Bureau Crash. A lot of them are probably going to go away, and I certainly wouldn't recommend anyone continue to go there in the future, unfortunately.
Yeah, Dale and I were just talking about it.
I myself am leaving Bureau Crash Social by Monday if, you know, it doesn't sort itself out. But
right.
I managed to find a good mock the vote poster, which I managed to put 15 of them around my town. At least 15. And there's actually a few pictures on Bureau Crash, the blog section, which came around. They went down pretty well.
You know, I'm reminded of Richard Butler of the Psychedelic Furs when he said that you have to have a party when you're in a state like this. You can really move it all. You have to vote and change. So sarcastic. Beautiful. I think that was President Gass when he wrote it. Awesome. Awesome stuff. But, you know, of course, he doesn't live in the UK anymore because they chased him out for taxes and stuff like that. So when are you going to be moving out of the UK?
When? Pretty damn soon if Gordon Brown doesn't leave, frankly. The entire government is actually collapsing. We've had 7 resignations from the cabinet in the past 4 days.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite incredible. It's you'll be on a news channel. You hear some guy, James Pernell, has resigned. You'll go and make dinner or to the bathroom, and suddenly, the Home Secretary's resigned. It's quite incredible.
Well, wow, I think it's soon to be happening over here.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing is that, it's incumbent on us to try to prepare people if they are going to try to participate in that government system, to try to pare it down or do something. You know, there's debate in libertarian circles as to whether or not they should be participating or not or just fully withdraw. It's just going to be one set of jackals replacing the other set of jackals. Maybe they'll be biting less flesh, but it's highly unlikely. Even during the Reagan years, when people thought the government was going to be turned around by Ronald Reagan, it ended up being bigger when he left, you know?
Yeah.
I actually heard some people make some good points that the word libertarianism really started to get tainted with Ronald Reagan. Unfortunately, I mean, he really did say a lot of great things, and he seemed to have a lot of great ideas. But then, again, once he got into power and his actions were different than what he said, and so a lot of libertarianism now is sort of tainted with the notion, you know, and the notion of capitalism is tainted with greed. So people associate, if you say you're a libertarian, people think you're some kind of greedy capitalist, and that a lot of that was as because of things that happened when Reagan was in power.
Yeah, well, it must be even worse for you out there, Martin, in the UK, because it's so Marxist it's, there.
The EU is, I've started calling it the EU-SSR, because that's what it really is.
Right.
It's a socialist federation.
I can't believe how much has happened since that really took over.
And it's interesting, too, because you've got labor leaders helping to establish one of the greatest police states that you could possibly imagine.
It's absolutely incredible.
Labor was supposed to be in favor of civil liberties, you know?
Well, they were, but then they got into power.
Isn't that the story? Before the elections,
a couple of days ago, labor had 4 councils dominated by labor. They now have none in the whole country.
So what's your prediction for what will be happening over there for those people who, you know, sort of eat up this constant back-and-forth seesaw on politics in your country?
There is a Libertarian Party, which has not yet gone down the way of the U.S. Party. That's growing quite in numbers, so I think that might do quite well. And then it'll probably go down the tubes, but hey, they gave it a shot.
Yeah, and
we do not yet have a Free State Project equivalent.
Yeah, you'd have to move to I don't know where, Scotland or I don't know where you'd go.
Isle of Man has been thrown around since there's no handgun ban and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I'd love to get some of the people who are bailing ship over in Europe over to the Free State Project here, but I know it's so much more difficult than moving from another state in America.
How do you perceive things, Martin, about the United States? You obviously follow things. You listen to Free Talk Live. You go on the websites. Do you think that there is something happening for a freedom movement here in the United States from the outside perspective?
It certainly does seem like it. I mean, I hear a lot of stuff that does scare me. For example, Obama's indefinite detention plans.
Oh, isn't that
great? Well, we got exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But no matter how bad it seems for you, you're gulch compared to the U.K. and Europe. I can tell you that.
Wow. Well, the only thing I have to say, man, is at least you've got Doctor Who.
I don't even like that show, but thank you very
well,
much.
Well, you know, it's funny because there was a time period when Tom Baker first started back in the early 70s. They actually openly stated he has a long association with libertarian causes. It was in the show called The Android Invasion. And now most of the people who are in charge of Doctor Who are just hardcore socialists. And it's amazing to me because, the character is always supposed to be fighting for freedom and things like that. But socialism is not freedom. And it's just amazing to see that. Of course, it's a reflection, I think, of the sentiment in England. And what gets me, Martin, is so many of the pro-liberty ideas that we had passed on to us came from people in England. You know, or originally from British stock, and yet it's changed so much. It's amazing. Listen, thanks a lot for the call, Martin. I really appreciate it. You know what? Deal, I hear.
Time for a break.
We got to go to the top of the hour. Okay, 800-259-9231. I am Guard.
And Dale.
And we are here filling in for Ian and Mark, who are very busy spreading the word of freedom to radio owners and programming directors at a radio conference. Let's hope they can get the spread even further for Free Talk Live. We'll be hour number 2 will be coming up right here, Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.